Why do we come here? That is a good question, isn't it? Why do we come here? We come here to be ourselves and have fun knowing all is in divine order. We come here to be ourselves and have fun knowing all is in divine order. Sometimes we forget that. Sometimes we forget that we have come to this life expression on planet Earth to have fun, to be who we are. Now, who are we? Now, each one of us is unique and wonderful and special. Each one of us has talents that are very unique to us. Each one of us has all sorts of geniuses about us. Each one of us has a similar yet different way of having fun and being ourselves, knowing all is in divine order. Now, how do we be ourselves? Now, if you are a man or a woman or a child or whatever you may be at any point in time, you are whatever you are. You are a beautiful being. You are a fulfilled being. You are in divine order. Everything you do is fantastic, is glorious, is wonderful, fulfilling, and good. And everything you do is that way. Now, some people choose to be rich. Some people choose to be poor. Some people choose to, do you choose to be poor? Yes. You choose to be poor because you don't choose to be rich. Now, if you choose to be rich, you are thinking rich thoughts all the time. You are acting in an abundant manner at all times. You are always being a fulfilling, beautiful, wonderful being. You're always feeling prosperous in all things that you do. If you go to your job, it's fun. It makes lots of money for you. It does lots of good for you. And you don't even think about making money. You just make it. Money just pours in hand over fist because you enjoy doing what you're doing. You enjoy being what you're being. You're being yourself and you're having fun. You're being creative. You're being dynamic. You're being wonderful. We've been listening to videos about geniuses recently. And all of these people that are geniuses that are doing their thing are not doing their thing to make money or to be geniuses or to do this. They're doing their thing because that's their thing to do. That's who they are. That's what their creative dream of themselves is. And because that's what their creative dream of themselves is, they go and do it. And they find it the most natural thing in the world to do it. A mathematician finds math the most natural thing in the world. A musician finds music the most beautiful thing in the world. A lover finds being in love the most beautiful thing in the world. Now, it's not that we do whatever we do all the time. We're not being a lover all the time, but yes, we are. We are being a lover all the time. We are loving everything in the world, starting with ourselves. We are being a lover of all that is good and beautiful. We delight in, to love is to delight in. We delight in all things that we do, all things that we see, all things that come into our world, because we have created them out of our delight, out of our love for them. To be ourselves and have fun, that's why we're here. That's the only reason we're on this planet. We're not here to make the planet better. We're not here to make something more magnificent. We're not here to take care of other people, not to be our brother's keeper. We're here to be ourselves and to have fun doing it. How can you be yourself and have fun doing it? How can you delight in everything you do? How can you be happy in everything you do? It would seem to be rather impossible. But why not? Why not? We do, to a large extent. We are happy to a large extent in everything that we do. And when we do not want to do something, when we find something that does not make us happy, we do not do it. We do not enter into those activities or those thinking, that type of thinking, that is something not harmonious with who we are. We just will not do it. Why won't we do it? Because it's not natural to us. It's not something that makes us feel good. It's not something that makes us feel that we are fulfilled and delighted. We know right on the surface, we know right inside of ourselves, we know whatever it is around us, we know what makes us happy. We know what brings us delight. We know what we love. We know what we want to do. Now, the thing to do is always pull out all the stops and do what you want to do. Be what you want to be. At all times, do those things that fulfill you, that reward you, that make you feel that, yes, this is right. Yes, this is the thing to do. You say, okay, let's go for a camping trip. And so you go with friends who want to go to a camping trip where you want to go camping. You don't go to friends who want to go to the North Pole or the South Pole. You don't go with friends who want to go to the jungles or who want to go on trips to the city and do these things, unless that's what you want to do. You surround yourself with people who like to do the things that you like to do. You surround yourself with people who delight in the things you delight in. When you go camping and you climb the mountains or you go into the high forests and you just delight in looking over the landscape, you delight in walking, you delight in doing these things. You don't want to jump in a car right away. You don't want to jump on a bike or jump into a motorcycle. You want to just walk and walk comfortably and walk with beautiful shoes that make your feet feel comfortable. You want to be whatever is right for you. The Sherpas in the Himalayas oftentimes go barefoot in this sub-zero weather. They go barefoot as they walk up the mountainsides because they're accustomed to it. They're acclimated to that surface of the ground. They're acclimated to the glaciers. They're acclimated to the ice. You think, surely not, surely not. Hey, what about the penguins? The penguins, they walk around without shoes, and they're very comfortable. Yes, they are warm-blooded creatures, but they walk around with their bare feet, and so do animals, bears, tigers, lions, everything under the sun that's an animal. It doesn't have shoes, and it walks around comfortably. Well, mankind could, too, if he chose to do that, but he doesn't choose to do it. He chooses to have shoes. He chooses to have something that fit comfortable on his feet, something that keep his feet from the rough terrain so that they don't have to have a leather covering on the feet of the naturalness. You see, we take care of our own things. If we are born in the primitive culture where we don't have shoes, we get along just fine. If we are born in a culture that we feel we'd like to have shoes, even though there are no shoes around, we create them. We make them. We do whatever it is that makes us happy. We like to walk. We like to do things. And some people like to drive, and some people like to run their motorcycles and go up and down the mountainsides with their motorcycles. They find that exciting and inviting. But we come here to be ourselves, whatever that self may be, and to have fun, whatever you consider having fun, whatever having fun is to you. Is having fun to you going to your dining room table and setting a bouquet of flowers on the dining room table that's just perfect so that it's beautiful to look at, and yet it's not too high so you can't look across the table and see other people who are sitting there? Are you taking all those things in consideration? Or is your dining room table just a decoration piece where it doesn't matter and you can have a high bouquet of flowers there because people are not sitting at the table looking across at one another and talking to each other? We come here to be ourselves and have fun, knowing all is in divine order. And we set our table beautifully so that we can enjoy using it. We walk in the mountains or we walk in the city, we walk anywhere with whatever shoes delight us and make us feel happy or make us feel that we are charming and we have happy feet. And that's what it's all about. Knowing all is in divine order. You can know this for yourself, if you wish. Why do we come here? We come here to be ourselves and have fun, knowing all is in divine order, and that's the only reason that we're here. We are noblest. We are the noblest beings that ever were, that ever could be, if we are being ourselves and having fun and knowing that all is in divine order. This is our only cause and our only effect, and it's all that matters. Try this for yourself today and see if perhaps it is the answer to your question of why are you here? To be yourself and to have fun and know all is in divine order. Kind of exciting, isn't it? And it certainly is true. I love you. I love you. I love you.